Welcome to the Divorce Survival Guide podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about co-parenting, separation, divorce, and the hardest question of all, should you stay or should you go? I'm Kate Anthony, your Divorce Survival Guide, and I'm here to help you navigate some of the roughest waters you've ever swum in and answer some of your toughest questions. I've been to hell and back. And now it's my mission in life to help you get to the other side of this process with your sanity and your heart intact. Hey everyone, welcome back. The book is out, I think you know. We just had our book launch, our virtual book launch party, which was super fun. And I just want to thank everybody who came, everyone who showed up and asked questions, and we had some giveaways and prizes, and a huge shout out to my friend, Susan Guthrie, who moderated the party. It was a really great time. So thanks for everybody who came, and if you missed it, well, there will be more. There's going to be more celebrations and events and stuff like that. Just stay tuned. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, that's a great place to get all the information about what's coming up and happening around the book launch. That's at the Divorce Survival Guide on Instagram. So today I have my friends, T.H. Irwin and Jessica Klingbaum. They are back with me. They are the co-founders of the online platform X Experts. They're best friends who got divorced at the same time 14 years ago, but had totally different divorce experiences. And they realized back then that they didn't have the right resources to understand all the options and different choices they needed to make, but they did have each other. So they use their own divorce experiences to create a place online where anyone can go for any phase of the divorce to answer all the questions and to feel educated about the process and everything that goes into it. And today we're having an awesome conversation about all the shit that you realize when you get divorced that you didn't think about before you got divorced. Like, what happens when you have two kids and you need to take one of them to the emergency room in the middle of the night, but you don't want to wake up the other one? Stuff like that. So TH and Jess are here today giving us their single mom moments, divorced mom moments, moments of oh shit, so that you might be better prepared should you come upon these moments in your own divorce. And if you have any that we missed, why don't you send them to us on Instagram? When I promote this episode, you can go and leave your oh shit moments in the comments. Love to hear some more of these divorced mom moments from you guys. But until then, here are TH and Jessica. TH and Jess, thank you so much for coming back on. It's been a while since I've had you guys on the show, so I'm so happy. We talk all the time and we do all sorts of stuff together, but then we were like, wait a minute, I haven't had you guys on my show in a long time.
We are happy to be here. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us back. Love chatting it up with you.
Yes, same. So, okay, we're talking about single mom moments.
Yes.
This runs the gamut, right? From like fun and exciting to, oh fuck, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and the, you know, your child has a fever and I don't have any medicine.
Right. That's right.
Or your alarm is going off, right? Or
your kid hurts.
We have stories.
Yeah. There's a rat in my house. That's one of mine.
Right. Or the toilet's clogged.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. That's not supposed to be my job. That's exactly right.
I mean, there's a plumber somewhere.
Oh, you know what? I have my first one, which was, and then we'll get to all of yours, but it was the very first garbage night in my new house. And like, garbage was not my job. Garbage was very
That was not my fucking job.
That was like squarely my husband's domain. And so the first night, I remember I was like, I had gone out, I was in heels, and I got home and I was like, oh,
wait a minute. I have to take the garbage out.
Right. now it's your fucking job.
And I was like, oh shit. And I'm like teetering and like, you know, stilettos and, right. you know, going right. out looking really hot.
Right.
And I was like, this is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. that was my yeah. first like, oh wait, I'm alone. Oh wait, I have to do everything.
Right. So that's like a reality check for like your new set of chores.
Right.
But what about in case of an emergency? And so we have a list of things that you really should, you know, be ready with and yeah. get ahead of, because when an emergency happens, you have to know that you have a fallback, or, you know, what to do. There's an action plan. There's somebody
Such
to call.
Point.
There's right. Right.
Such so a good point. Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, and now there's all these great co-parenting apps. We didn't have those back in the day.
Right.
But now make sure that you are sharing with your ex, your kids, doctors, their blood type, their vaccines, which hospital you want them to go
right.
to, any preferred physicians. All of that has to be on there, because even if you don't want your child to go with their other parent, they're going with the other parent.
That's
and you
right.
can't control what happens there. And
That's
stuff
right.
happens as much at your house as at your ex's house.
Right.
And you're doing it for your kids. You're not doing it for your ex, if that helps some of us like get over that.
This right. Exactly. Right. right. Reframe, yeah. reframe, reframe.
Right.
This
totally
is not about your ex. This is about your kids. That's right.
Right. So make sure all the medical stuff is 100% shared with your ex. And if you don't use apps, then send it to him on his phone and let him save it as a favorite or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great
and
one.
You also, in terms of just whoever's on your like emergency contact list for
yes.
your children.
Yeah.
You really should know who they're putting on the list. And even for yourself, like making sure that you have a trusted person on that list in case you're not available.
Right.
I mean,
your backup.
Yeah.
And right. your kids are on your watch. Right. Exactly. You need to like be prepared for how things are going to be handled.
Yeah.
Especially considering if your ex isn't around. Like one of my first really scary single mom moments was shortly after we had separated, and my kids were 2 and 4, and I was living in an apartment alone. And it was like a Sunday evening, probably like 5:30, 5:45, like just before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was playing maybe 2 feet away from where I was sitting, and a piece of furniture, because the apartment had been partially furnished, this very heavy table fell over onto her. She was 2 years old.
She was this big. Also.
And
oh my
I could God. Not, with my strength, I could not lift up the table. So I'm in the apartment like screaming. My son's 4. He's like running around, doesn't know what's going on. My daughter's screaming on the floor, and I'm alone. And so you know, in those moments, you get like your superhuman strength and like that adrenaline
right.
kicks in. And I was finally able to lift the table off of her. But then I'm like, I need to go to the hospital, because what if she had like internal bleeding or something?
100%.
Throwing snacks in a bag and juice boxes because they hadn't eaten yet. Now I'm going to be at the hospital for the next 5 hours. And I go, and the whole time, I was so frazzled, I was calling my ex just to alert him. Like, this is kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's like not answering texts, and he's not answering the phone. I had forgotten was out of the country. He was on a business trip, and I had forgotten, and it didn't really matter because I had the kids for that 5 day period.
Uh-huh.
And so that's it. Like
You're
I was
alone.
Completely alone. Right. And didn't even have like the sense, right. To like know who to call other than going to the hospital. So it just
right.
really is important for you guys to also just to that end too. Like some people are like, I don't care what they're doing. I don't need to know what's going on in their lives. But the truth is, you do need to know
yeah.
if your ex is going away and is going to
get
out. Because if there's an emergency with you, you need to know.
That's
yeah.
right. I say this all the time because, you know, my ex and I, to this day, now it's just become habit and like a funny joke. But like we send each other, have always sent each other flight information.
Absolutely.
And every time we land, wherever we're going, we text landed.
Yep.
And like, we still do it because our son's 18, but like we're still co-parents.
That's right.
We're still co-parents. And I need to know if the man has like, if there is an earthquake, like we live in Southern California, if there is an earthquake, I kind of need to know if he's caught in it.
Yes, you do kind of need right. to know that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I need to know if he's not going to be able to come and back me up in the hospital because he's out of the country. 100%.
Yeah. I think that so many people just think like, oh, once I'm divorced, I don't have anything to do with them. And I don't want to have to tell them what I'm doing. And, but it's like, they're not thinking rationally about like in the God forbid moments,
right?
What you're going to do and how beneficial it actually is to be able to have at least that, you know, method of conversation where you can give each other the bare basic minimum.
Right.
Right.
To know in, you know, in any case.
That's right. And listen, I don't need to know that he's out of the country with his new girlfriend. Correct. I don't need to know the reasons or the whatever.
Right.
All I need to know is that is where he is. If he's reachable, if he can help me, if he's local.
If he's in a time zone that's 8 hours ahead and it's 3:30 in the morning, his time.
Right.
Right.
Well, exactly. It gets even, you know, more complicated now after COVID with a lot of relocation. My ex doesn't even live in the state anymore. He lives in Florida and he lives all the way out on Long Island. So he is not within any area to help me in any way, shape or form. And honestly, we did not communicate. We communicated through a lawyer. So it took, I would call Jessica or my friend or a neighbor sometimes before I would even call him because it's just going to be contentious and he's going to just, you know,
blame you,
turn around and go, well, of course this happened in your house, right? So,
oh, sure. Right. Absolutely.
Right. So if it's not an emergency and like there's stuff going on, you can call a friend. So my single mom moment was my kids were all home and everybody had their own room. And at like 3 o'clock in the morning, the TV went on downstairs, which was under my bedroom. It just turned on. And I was like, oh my God, I think somebody's in the house.
Of course.
And they on the TV so that they couldn't be heard. So I called the police, who knew I was a single mom, by the way. When I moved into that house, I live in the burbs. I had called my local police to let them know that at this address is a single mom. I'm not sure what a man would have done.
I didn't even know you could do that. I'm like, what did they say? I've never heard of that.
No, in my town you can. But I'm pretty sure that whenever we thought someone was in our house when I was married, he was like, you go. Here's a golf club.
Right.
You go downstairs.
Right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I was freaking out. So the cops go, okay. I said, well, I'm alone here with my kids. He goes, well, go in your room. Go in your kid's room. I'm like, which kid?
Yeah, right.
Steve.
Sophie's choice. Right.
Which room do I? That's right.
That's exactly what I said.
So my oldest daughter's room backs up to mine. My other two kids are not, you know, against our rooms. And they both sleep through fireworks and like alarms. But I hear my daughter knocking on my, what's going on, mom? What's happening? I'm like, all right, I'm going in her room.
Okay, she's
awake. The other two, I could be robbed and they would sleep through the whole thing.
Right.
But like, holy single mom moment. It's like, I have three kids anyway. And when you have more than two and you don't have a parent for each kid and you're like, all right, well, you know, now that kid's got to share a mom or got to share a dad. You know, there's not a parent just dedicated for that kid. So that was my single mom moment. And it's so if you live in a suburb, you live in a small town, let the police know that you are a single parent living in that home. And so when you call them, hopefully they're seeing the address that you're a single mom. But don't be afraid to remind them that you're a single mom in the house.
And get to know your neighbors, man.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep.
Wait, by the way, no one robbed my house. There was like a weird thing like with the universe turning on my TV like a UFO or something.
Or a poltergeist.
Right, or a poltergeist.
Good thing she doesn't live in that house anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yes. You take a deep breath when you're in holy shit freak out mode and then put on your big girl pants and like pick a kid or lift up a table or haul out the garbage after you get over your, ugh, this is not where I want to be alone.
You guys, warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you're going to want to fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you're always going to have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. And I know that's really important to you guys right now. You're going through a hard time. You're in emotional upheaval, maybe some chaos, really good, healthy, nutritious meals in 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, they're so good. You've got 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. And you'll always have new flavors to explore. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon. Ugh, so good, you guys. So head to factormeals.com/DSG50 and use code DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. So the code is DSG50 at factormeals.com/DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
And we're having this conversation because, like, we've been through it. We've had these moments. And we want to pass on to everyone listening, be prepared. Like, this is shit you don't think about. This is just shit you just don't think about. And so we have been through it. So we're just telling you to think about it.
You know, when we get to separated in divorce, I mean, a lot of what we're thinking about in terms of preparation is like the emotional and mental preparation for yourself and for your kids, you know, getting everyone through it, making sure that everyone's okay, you know, dealing with that whole end of it, or the preparation that you're doing with regards to like making sure you have your financials in order, making sure that you understand, you know, with your lawyer, what the settlement options are. Like, we're just talking about life. Like you said, like the shit you don't think about.
That's right.
Just to be able to be prepared.
Right. Your lawyer is not telling you this. No one's telling you this.
I have a friend who lives in the suburbs and has what she calls a go bag. Mm-hmm. Which I guess a lot of people
like
have. I
don't. Bag.
Yeah, she's like, in it are like, you know, the kids' passports, their birth certificates, like some cash, you know, a flashlight. I'm like, all I'm saying is that's like, I think very reasonable to a lot of people to sure. have something like that sort of. You know, like, God forbid, there's a fire or an earthquake or something.
Or if you're in an abusive relationship, also you need a go bag.
Right,
to get
but
the
this
hell
is
out.
Like the stuff that
every
you know,
day.
Yeah, right. Literally, you know, your kid falls off the swing outside, and you have to deal with it.
And then also just dealing if you live in a home, you have to deal with the house. So Jessica, you know, we're talking about like toilets overflowing, but if your toilet's overflowing, then where's your water shutoff valve? You have to know where that is.
That's right.
Where your fuse box is if your lights aren't going on. You have to know how to reset your alarm in case you have mice chewing on a wire, setting the thing off all night. It has happened. I'm just saying, if you are going to live in a house, even if he's there or she's there, you have to know emergencies in your house and how to handle them.
Right.
Yeah. You
know,
should have a
flat tire, who you're calling, like,
or if your washing machine for floods or overflows, mm-hmm.
shut off the water.
Right. Yeah. You should have like a home manual, of all of these things. Like it can be, it's one of those things that like, you don't think about it when you're two people and like one of you knows how to handle this or one of you knows how to handle that or whatever. But like when you're a single person, it can be really useful to have And I'm sure they have these like on Amazon or something, right? A home manual where you like write, have all of this information in one place. Like, oh, yeah. Who do I call when the washing machine explodes? Okay. Who do I, you know, call when the alarm goes off and doesn't yeah. stop? Who do it's I like, call when I have a rat infestation? Me? I call right, my ex-husband.
Right. Exactly.
Well, but he'll show
but
up.
Like, you know,
what are my ex-husband's going to do about that?
Well, no, I know. Mine did. I'm
so lucky. I live in an apartment building. I call the doorman.
You call the super, right.
I call the super, right. But like right. my brother, who is not divorced, but he has a house that he's about to be renting out on Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, it's going to need to put together exactly what you're saying. So I feel like think about it in that term. If you were going to have out of town right. guests come and stay in your house and you weren't going to be there for whatever reason, mm-hmm. what are all of the emergency things that you would need to tell them? That should all be somewhere.
We actually did a podcast on Divorce et cetera. We interviewed Tamisha Porcher.
Amazing.
And she had created Toolbox Divas because she wanted to renovate a house. So she okay. taught herself how. Her father was handy. And
amazing.
She taught herself how. Now she's sponsored by Home Depot. But if you listen to season 2, episode 10 of Divorce, Etc., she tells you the tools you have to have in your house.
Like the 5 most important tools you should have.
Yeah, the stuff that you
love
in your house. If you're alone in your house, maybe something needs to be fixed that you could actually do. So she takes
you through
the top 5 things.
Yeah,
she's absolutely.
Amazing. It's a great episode. Definitely yeah. worth listening to.
If anyone's listening, I need a new drill. My drill busted, but I'm.
Oh, she had a drill. Yeah, that was one of the things.
Wait, you
oh,
have to
yeah.
that
listen,
episode.
I will listen to that episode and we'll link to it in the show notes. Learn to be handy, right? There's yes. a great Facebook group called Handy Women. And it is so inspiring because it's all women, badass women. Like, I'm handy. My dad was a contractor, right? So I learned how to build kitchens when I was little. Now I'm not building kitchens.
Very handy.
I'm very handy. These handy women, let me tell you, they redo their floors.
Or replace the tiles. That's what Tamisha does.
They redo like everything. And I'm amazing. Like, oh, I thought I was handy. Y'all are like, but it's really inspiring.
I'm here. I have like in my sink, my kitchen sink, you know, like a pump with dish soap in it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The spring must be broken or something. I pull it out and I can rub the soap on things when I need it because the pump doesn't pump anymore. And I don't even know what to do with it.
I could fix that, Jessica. I would fix that.
Next time you're in New York, let me know.
So the other thing is we all know that our kids struggle a lot after, you know, when they see a lot. They already know things aren't good in the house. And then you're telling them that you're divorcing and then you're telling them that you're going to live in 2 homes and there's going to be a schedule and you're telling them all of this stuff. For a single mom prep moment, I went to my oldest daughter's teacher because she was having severe anxiety. She wasn't
Absolutely.
Sleeping at night. And I knew when she wasn't with me, she needed somebody still who she could rely on. And so
yes.
I still felt like a single mom because her dad wasn't going to be able to help. And so what do us moms do? We mobilize, right? So if you have a teacher who your kid really, yep. you know, enjoys being with, even if it's a teacher from last year or a study skills teacher, whoever it is, and if not, then tell the guidance counselor at your school, my child is struggling. We are initiating divorce. I want them to know that they can come to you because I am not in school with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So
another
very, you know, it's very, very important. I always have that in my how to get divorced, whatever. Like you, when you're about telling the kid, how to tell the kids is that like, you've got to, and I say, you know, you've got to tell the teachers
yes.
that this is happening because they're going to be acting out and
right.
you don't want them punished for their behavior.
Right.
But also the other thing I say is don't tell the teacher not to approach the kid.
That's right.
Right. Cause they don't want to feel stigmatized or like
special. Right.
Right. Or like, you know, yeah. Right. Are you okay? Right.
Right.
Like, no,
right.
just
like, what's wrong with Johnny?
Yeah. Just know that just to alert them that whatever behavior changes they might see are for a reason that will require like compassion, not discipline.
Right. Right. And if there are issues that are glaring, then the guidance counselor should be calling you and saying, listen, this is what's happening in school. But that's what we're saying single mom moments, but it could be a single parent moment.
Right.
Sorry to all of you guys out there, but we're the moms. So we talk about it from a mom perspective, but it is a single parent moment. If you're a single parent, these are the things that you need to be sure of, that your kid's support group goes beyond you.
That's right.
I was just going to say, like, in terms of that, and it probably is, again, stereotype more towards women, but I was telling some friends of mine a story the other night at dinner, like, and this isn't in case of an emergency single mom moment. This is just something, you know, to show the kinds of things you don't necessarily think about. My ex did not grow up in a big, like, sports family. His dad had grown up outside of the U.S., and so they were really much more into cars than into sports. So my ex really was, he'll go to a game if he gets invited, but like he's not like pursuing that kind of thing. So it occurred to me when my son was younger and all of his friends were like going with their dads to go to hockey games, go to baseball games, go to football games, watching the games with their dads during the week and on the weekends.
Yeah.
And my son wasn't doing that because his dad is not so interested in sports. So I had actually called a good friend of mine that lived nearby. They didn't have any kids yet. And I said, can we come over on the weekend and can Jake sit with Dustin watching the football game that day so that he can just kind of, Dustin can sort of casually explain to Jake what's going on during the game so that Jake can start knowing. Football is like not an easy sport to pick up. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of things going on.
I still don't get it. Do you know how many times it's been explained to me?
Right. But I felt like, you know, that's in a weird way. Like sports is a life skill for people to have.
Sure.
Like being able to go out and understand and be socializing in the context of that. So we went there so that someone else could kind of show my son the ropes when it came to watching sports. Like that for me was a single mom moment. Like,
he didn't get
that with his dad.
Right.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to get that with his dad.
No, right. And it wasn't even because it's like his dad isn't around.
It's just
like
his dad isn't that guy. He's just not that guy.
That was my ex.
You know, I think that's true for everybody. Like when we found out we were having a boy, my ex like freaked out because he didn't feel like enough of a, you know, manly jock man. Right. And he was like, but who's going to teach him how to throw a football? And I was like, Uncle Greg. Right. And who's going to teach him how to pitch throw a baseball? And I was like, Uncle Kevin. We had friends. You know, Uncle Greg was a former professional NFL linebacker.
Oh,
right.
That's like, a good connection.
Oh, my God.
Football?
I mean, now you could just do it on YouTube.
Even if your ex did know how to throw a football, I would still let Uncle Kevin be the one to tell him how to do it.
The one, right? Exactly. You know, whether you're single or not, right? You call in the people, you know, we chose my best friend as Emmett's godfather because he's Buddhist and because I felt like my son needed some sort of grounded spiritual energy in his life, you know, and he's been a huge asset to that. Like we can't be all things to our kids.
Right. And it shouldn't be like the idea shouldn't be to pressure people of like, okay, well, you're getting divorced and you're dealing with all this shit over here. And now you got to start thinking about, you know, who's going to teach this life skill to the kid and this life skill to the kid. I mean, like,
no,
it's okay for everyone listening. Like, They'll find their way.
Yeah.
But just things to think about when you have the time. It wasn't like the week after I got divorced, I'm like, oh my God, someone needs to teach my kid how to play football. But like, as you are going through the process and as you come out of it and are moving forward, these are some things to think about.
The other thing
by the way, my son, you know, still can't throw a football or a baseball. So like, whatever. I'm like, he's fine.
Hell of a lot of good that did, Uncle Greg.
Yeah.
The other thing that came to mind as a single mom, but I'm sure it's single parents, is teaching your kids, like you were saying, you know, throw a football. Like I'm a big skier. So I put a lot upon myself to teach my kids to ski. Now picture a 4, 6, and 8-year-old carrying skis, wearing their boots, walking up to this little mountain to ski. And there's me sweating.
Right.
freaking out and you go here and you go there and I've got to pee and I want hot chocolate and it's too cold and blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
I got to get out of the snowsuit. And
right. So listen, I did it. My kids know how to ski, but there's no reason why I couldn't call in Jessica. I'd be like, hey,
are your kids
let's go together and teach our kids to ski together and not feel like I have to do this alone because
you don't have to do it alone. That's insanity.
Let my kid. Oh, you have no idea. So I live very close to New York City. And when you go down the Hudson River along the island of New York, it's a whole big bike path. It's awesome.
Now it is, by the way.
Right. No. I know. But
when I was growing up, it was new.
So my girls were into biking. I bought a bike rack, put it on the back of the car, and then I borrowed a hitch from my girlfriend to put on the back of my bicycle because my son was 5 and not really biking, certainly not down the West Side Highway. So I schlep in 2 kids' bicycles, my bicycle, and the hitch for the back of my bicycle for my son to sit on. And we haul ass down to the Intrepid. And my son's like, my legs are tired. I want to go home. I'm like, well, we got like 70 blocks to go, buddy. So
yeah,
mama's going to kick it in and drag you back while you sit, you know, in the back as a man of leisure on the hitch of the bike. But I didn't have to do these things alone for my kids to have great experiences with me, but I put a lot of pressure on myself to do it because I wanted my weekends to be really awesome and super memorable. And they remember all of it, but they also would have remembered if we rode the bikes around the block in town and didn't have to get in the car and do all of these things.
You don't have to be super mom.
You don't have to be super anything. You just have to be engaged with your kids, interested, and make a day of it. I put way too much pressure on myself to do like above and beyond things, which I did, because if you really want to and you get there like me, you will master, but didn't have to do that. You don't have to do everything.
You really appreciate the small things. It's so funny. My son is a sophomore in college and he had to write a paper like a month ago. And he ended up writing a paper on when he was in like 5th grade and I was reading him the Harry Potter series.
Wow,
and we would read a chapter a night. And I really had no interest in Harry Potter, but I really wanted him to read it because everybody was raving about it. And I was like, he needs to like be familiar with this book series. And then of course I got really into it. So we like read the whole series and it's fine. Like, I mean, it was nice for me. I would come home. I was so tired. You know, you have no free time. And now it's like, you know, spend 40 minutes reading a whole chapter of Harry Potter, but I did it like literally almost every night for however long. And he wrote a paper recently about that and about like that, how special that was, that we would like snuggle up together in bed. Like, I couldn't even believe that he remembered it. So for everyone out there listening, it's so true. Like, you don't have to necessarily be the super mom who's going to, you know, be able to motivate and do all these things.
No, like, you're Jessica's probably like, all I had to do was sit in bed and read a book with him. And you freaking schlepped into
you
your
schlepped your ass.
I was never going to be that active anyway, but for everyone else, it really is the little things.
Same girl.
They remember, you would be very surprised. It is just about those few special moments. Yeah. And those will be your single parent moments, like in a good way.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. They really remember the time that we connect with them, whether it's on the back of a bike or, you know, like they just need that connection with us, you know?
Yeah.
God, love you, TH. I swear to God. That just sounds like the most exhausting. Listen, if I had 3 kids, I would just be like, okay, here's a room.
Yeah.
Here's some toys.
My kids need a great day out of the house.
Here's some Legos. Here's a backyard.
Yeah, I on another podcast, we'll go into it or we'll just talk to you another time. But Jessica and I went on a girls' trip in Squaw Valley, and it was through REI. So I was super excited for hiking and biking and blah, 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 blah,
blah. I didn't quite listen to the description.
But Jessica and I have been to Canyon Ranch together, which was a very different experience than where I was taking her without air conditioning. And so tell them the story about your conversation with your mom about the trip.
We like get on the trip and it's like all about like you're choosing from all the activities. It's like, are you going mountain climbing? Are you going mountain biking? Are you hiking? Are you, you know, doing
yoga,
all these things,
rappelling,
whatever. And I was like, wait, but where are the spa treatments?
Yeah, like, where's my, I would like to have a massage.
Like, I can go on a hike, but then after that, like, aren't I going to get a massage after that? So I was telling my mom, like, this trip is not what I thought it was. I did not read the fine print here. My mother was like, you can't be friends with TH anymore.
She's not really your friend. She set you up.
You have to dump her.
And meanwhile, she rappelled down a sheet of rock and I was shitting in my pants and couldn't do it.
Yes.
And she almost fell off a bicycle, but she stayed on. So she was empowered by it. But listen,
you kicked ass, Jessica.
That I am. And she'll never go away with me again. So
well, I'll go away to a spa.
To Canyon Ranch. She'll go to Canyon Ranch. Listen, ladies, I will join you at Canyon Ranch, but you know, come on. But also, you know, to that point, like in all seriousness, right? Like this is the way that we do stretch ourselves beyond what we think we're capable of when we become, you know, sometimes I hesitate to use the word single parent because I do think there's a difference between a divorced parent and a single parent.
Yeah.
Right. And so because I do believe like single parents like don't have different. Any backup. They don't that's have right. support, child support, they don't have spousal right. support, they don't have right. like whatever. They don't have another parent to like pass them off to.
Right.
But like when you get divorced and you are, you know, parenting all alone, on a weekend and there's no backup and there's right. You build a level of resilience that some, you know, very often we didn't know we had, you know,
because sure.
You never needed it. That's right. That's right. And so, you know what, like Jessica rappelling down the mountain. Fuck yeah.
Seriously,
that has nothing to do with your kids.
Twice,
but,
by the way.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I'm good. She can go again.
Yeah.
She did not
do it. Yeah. She brings you on.
I did it, but I did not write it.
Adventure vacation and then doesn't do the adventure.
No, I did the adventure. But I will never do it again.
Yeah.
I will never do it.
True. You do build different skills in yourself. And we've talked about this before. Like, you surprise yourself in so many ways. Like, things that you couldn't, in air quotes, do before, mostly because you didn't have to.
Right.
So you weren't putting in the time or the effort to try to do those things. And then you find yourself in situations where you do have to. And you're like, oh my God, I fucking did that.
Right.
That's like,
I lifted the table.
And I'm telling you, like, that was a really poignant moment for me. Like, even now, like, when I think back to that, like, I have no idea how I did that. And you do it. You do what you have to do. And from then on, I had a better emergency plan moving forward because of that.
Right.
So
but the point of this is to get you an emergency plan before that. I mean, there's nothing you could have done.
Of course.
But you would have a call
life
list.
Life throws you curveballs for sure.
That's
you
right.
can never
That's
be fully
right.
prepared for everything. But you can do your best to be prepared as much as you can.
Yep.
And then use that and then understand that you are going to grow and develop these other skills that are going to make you so much stronger. You're going to have so much more courage because you know you have to do it. You don't
and
have
you
the
can
option.
Do it. And then you can do anything. The truth is you could do anything you put your mind to, but we want you to have a safety plan for the things that you're not going to think about because your emotions are running crazy. You're overwhelmed by the process and business of divorce. Your friend group is changing. And so let's give you a plan here so that you know that you are somewhat prepared for possible, you know, things coming your way. The more common.
Absolutely.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are there any others that you can think of that were...
I will just mention, like, I know we brought up the episodes about, like, Toolbox Divas, but even years before that, like, when I had my own apartment, when we got divorced,
yeah,
and I had my own apartment, one of the first things that I had the foresight to buy was a toolbox.
100%.
I bought a pink toolbox.
Of course.
Off okay. of Amazon with pink-handled tools. And I still have it today. It's 15 years old.
Is it collecting dust?
No, because you know what? I use it several times.
You use it, 100%.
I need the screwdriver. I need the Phillips head. You need to know the difference of those things. But I would just say, like, you know, you may
learn how to use your tools.
House and you're moving out or he's moving out. So he's probably taking the toolbox. So like things to think about that you might actually need.
I'm pretty sure my ex didn't ever have a toolbox and he probably doesn't now, but... Yeah, listen to that other episode and have a plan to some degree.
My mother was, you know, the OG single mom, full-time single mom. And she asked for a drill for Christmas for like a good 5-6 years. Every time we needed to drill anything, she would have to go downstairs and borrow it from Bob Brewer on the first floor and bring it upstairs. And like literally every time she's like, oh, I need a drill. She's like, why doesn't anybody get me a drill for Christmas? I just want a drill for Christmas. And she kept asking for a drill for Christmas. And finally, like my godfather was like, you really want a drill for like, that's what you want for Christmas? Like I get, and she's like, no, literally give me a fucking drill. And she did it. Finally, she got that drill when I was maybe like 9 or 10. Let me tell you, that thing died last year. It died in my hands.
So funny.
Absolutely. Because then she was like, then I don't have to go downstairs and borrow it from Bob every single time I need to drill something. Right?
Yeah,
like, ridiculous.
Right. But good for her that she knew Bob and was able to at least ask him for that. Because think about all of the people out there, and even a lot of you who may be listening, like, if you don't know people... And you don't have people to ask for certain things, you know, you just want to make sure that you have a system, a support system around you.
The only thing I would say is know the basic workings of your car, because if it overheats, you're on the side of the road. I mean, a flat tire is like, you can see that.
I don't know. Anything that's what AAA
else,
is for.
I know, but make sure you have your AAA card in your car. Make sure your insurance is up to date. Make sure your license is up to date. Don't let those things slide. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, going for your physicals. Make sure you're doing all of your things that you can also show up for your kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And listen, you know, this is the other thing is like when you have medical emergencies, right? Like I'm having surgery next week, right? Like the amount of planning that I'm having to do because I know in advance, right? But like, what if, right? What if God forbid, it was not a planned surgery. It was like
an emergency,
an emergency surgery, and you've got your kid and like, who's going to come in and stay with you and like, make sure you get your pain medicine and all of those things. Like you've got to have your person.
Yeah. That's right. You know? Yeah. Or groups. Like groups, my mother 100%. Would never be someone who I've had multiple surgeries in the last few years. And I specifically said I didn't want her there. So make sure you surround yourself with people who are going to have a calming effect.
Yes.
Like
yes.
My boyfriend was there. My best friends were there. Those were the people who were around me. So pick your people. If you know you're having a surgery and stuff like that, they'll go get you food. They'll get your medication. Yeah.
They'll check on you through the day. It's really important.
Yep. Meal train, man. Right. Do not, you know, I think the, you know, one of the takeaways here too is we have to be willing to ask for help. You literally can't do it alone.
No.
You literally can't. You know, staring down the barrel of having the surgery, I'm going to be one-legged for 2 months.
What are you doing?
I sprained my ankle really badly and I tore basically everything. So I have to have...
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
My ankle reconstructed basically. And so I'm not going to be able to put weight on it for 2 months. And so I've been like, okay, like I surrender. Right. And I set up my own meal train. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. No. Set up your own damn meal train. Yep. And I've got, you know, friends bringing me food every day.
Great. It's hard to do. It's hard for a lot of us out there to actually be able to ask for that kind of help.
But you're so hard. Right, Kate.
Like, yeah, you have to. And also, even if it's hard for you to ask, when people do offer, it's okay to say yes.
Yes. Say yes. Unless they're toxic people you don't want around.
That's right.
Right. But and with your kids too, like if you're overwhelmed at work and you need help and it's your day, it's okay to ask for help and you don't have to ask. You know, if it's your time, you can set up a play date. You can have your parents, you can have your sister, your whoever.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable, you know, switching up your parenting plan, you need that list of people, you know, secured and give them a heads up that they're on that list.
That's right. We were never meant to do this alone. No, ever.
That's right. Kudos to those who do.
Yes, that's
they
right.
Don't have, there's no other that's option.
Right. There's no other option. But I mean, when I say we weren't meant to do this alone, I don't mean like without husbands. I mean, without the village.
Without a right? village.
Yeah, without the village and the community. We need a community. Shout out to my neighbor who is like, you know, she's also a divorced mom and she's got two kids. And we just, you know, we just... are awesome. Always, I'll wake up and she's like, there's breakfast on your porch.
Oh, I mean, love her.
She's amazing. TH and Jessica, thank you so much. I think this is really, really, really insightful and really important information for people to have. So tell us what that episode was again. What number on?
It's Tamisha Porcher.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Divorce, Etc., which is on all podcast platforms. Season 2, episode 10, the most important things you need in the house after divorce when you're living alone.
Okay.
So she is phenomenal. She's on YouTube, but listen to this because we list the top items that you need to know about, locate, and have in your house.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the Divorce, Etc. podcast, if you're not listening, head on over there. So TH and Jessica, tell everyone where they can find you. And all amazing things, ex-experts.
I mean, that's really it. Like online, our website is xexperts.com. It's just all spelled out, EXEXPERTS.com. And then on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, it's all just at xexperts. So come check us out. We have tons of free resources, tips, advice that we give every day. You know, you'll get the information you need with a smile.
Yeah. And when you DM and email us, it's actually us
answering,
responding to everything. If you visit our website, make sure you grab your free divorce rule book that we wrote of the things that we wish we knew. And there are definitely rules that you should follow if you are through the process and moving beyond.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorce Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in and leave me a review. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at The Divorce Survival Guide. I'll see you next time. And until then, remember, you, my love, deserve to be happy.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.